So the lectionary today, John and Paul with his letter to the Ephesians, there's a lot of theological stuff there. And we only have a half an hour here. And I'm a chicken. It's a lot of stuff. And we will save it for another time. But I do want to talk about a new year, a fresh start, beginnings, a time when we resolve to quit smoking, stop drinking, manage money wisely, lose weight, exercise, eat more healthy. Good goals. But they are in relation to physical things. Not good. A new year, a fresh start, beginnings, a time when we resolve to pray more, to read the Bible every day, and to attend church more regularly. Fantastic goals. But for what reason? Resolving to start or stop doing a certain activity has no value unless you have the proper motivation for stopping or starting that activity. For example, why do you want to read the Bible every day? Is it to honor God and grow spiritually? Or is it because you have just heard that it is a good thing to do? Why do you want to lose weight? Is it to honor God with your body? Or is it for vanity, to honor yourself? To honor God, we don't have to be any more talented, any richer, any slimmer, any smarter, any more or less of anything to partner with God. All you have to be is willing to be used by God in everyday ways. But that's the rub. Willing. Our free will. And free will means that God gives us humans the opportunity to make choices that genuinely affect their destiny. The Bible is clear that we not only have the ability to choose, we also have the responsibility to choose wisely. Our motives, desires, and actions are voluntary, and we are held responsible for them. Thomas Merton, a Trappist monk, loved those Trappist monks. Born in the 20th century, lived 1915 to 1968, wrote this prayer about willing to be used by God. My Lord God, I have no idea where I am going. I do not see the road ahead of me. I cannot know for certain where it will end. Nor do I really know myself, and the fact that I think I am following your will does not mean I am actually doing so. But I believe that the desire to please you does in fact please you. And I hope I have that desire in all that I am doing. I hope that I will never do anything apart from that desire. And I know that if I do this, you will lead me by the right road, though I may know nothing about it. Therefore, will I trust you always through, I may seem to be lost. Therefore, will I trust you always, though I may seem to be lost and in the shadow of death. I will not fear, for you are ever with me, and you will never leave me to face my troubles alone. The greatest glory we can give to God is to distrust our own strengths utterly and to commit ourselves wholly to his safe keeping. It's from Brother Lawrence, another Trappist monk, from the book he wrote, Practice of the Presence of God, 17th century. What if God acted like we do? What if God was only faithful when God felt like it? Only dependable part of the time? Only loving on special occasions? Thank goodness, he is always faithful to his own nature. The world desperately needs to see that kind of faithfulness in our lives. Samuel Sebastian Wesley wrote a hymn that you all know, at least attuned to it, The Church's One Foundation. Well, he took that tune and with the help of Francis Ridley Havergal wrote these lyrics, and I am going to read them to you now. I won't sing, but hear these words. Another year is dawning. Dear Father, let it be. In working or in waiting, another year with thee. Another year of progress, another year of praise, another year of proving thy presence all the days. Another year of mercies, of faithfulness and grace, another year of gladness in the shining of thy face, another year of leaning upon thy loving breasts, another year of trusting, of quite happy rest. Another year of service, of witness for thy love, another year of training for holier work above. Another year is dawning, dear Father, let it be on earth or else in heaven, another year for thee. To be able to look backward and say, this has been the finest year of our lives. That is glorious. But anticipation, to be able to look ahead and say, the present year can and shall be better. That is more glorious. A new year, a new start, beginnings. Amen. Amen. Amen.